Hello, everyone. This is Rhonda Kitts. Welcome to our podcast, Hippie Epiphanies. This is the second episode of our podcast where we dive deep into topics that connect us all, mind, body, and spirit. And today, I am sitting here with the beautiful Seema Shah, a beautiful soul sister of mine. And we're looking out over this gorgeous golf course, natural view that we have, and just feeling so zen and peaceful. And Seema and I are going to talk about emotions today. And she has worked in healthcare for over a decade as a clinician in the UK. And she is a Reiki practitioner. She is a health coach, a yoga teacher. She works with people on yoga, meditation, image consulting. She is a woman of many gifts, and I'm honored to be here with her today. And she's going to be explaining a lot about the power of emotions and how they help us in our health journey. Thank you so much for joining us, Seema.
Thank you, Rhonda, for inviting me to your podcast, and I'm really excited to share some ideas with your tribe.
Wonderful. Your tribe, too. We are definitely part of the same tribe.
True.
I love it. So Seema and I first met on social media, and then I happened to be in one of her classes, her yoga classes that she was teaching, and we recognized each other, and it's been a beautiful friendship since. So first of all, I think the mind, body, spirit aspects of the health journey are so important. And we were talking earlier before we started this about the energy body and the chakras. And can you explain a little bit more to our listeners about what that is, what that means, and how emotions are tied into that?
Sure, I'd love to. The chakras are energy wheels. Chakra in Sanskrit means a wheel. Mm-hmm. And these are vortices of energies in various parts of our bodies anatomically. There are lots of chakras, mm-hmm. but there are seven major chakras mm-hmm. that we'll talk about today. And each of them are linked to different things, different mm-hmm. emotions. So for example, the first chakra to develop fully when a child is born and grows up is the root or the base chakra, which is to do with our safety, our security, and it's all about grounding, feeling like we belong somewhere.
Yes.
But unfortunately, that chakra can get blocked or doesn't flow as efficiently when the emotion of fear is attached to it. So it's very important that we learn to acknowledge certain emotions to know how we can address or help ourselves with it.
Yes. And what about, we were talking earlier about some, there's so much fear that we kind of, so much input of fear that we're subjected to with the news and things like that. So how does that affect that chakra? And what can we do to be healthier in regards to that, I guess I would say.
Sure. So fear blocks the flow of energy mm-hmm. in the root chakra, which anatomically is around our tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
It can manifest physically when mm-hmm. that area isn't working efficiently in terms of back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the chakra is also related to our lower limbs, so problems mm-hmm. with the lower limbs. But also how that manifests is emotionally.
Mm.
When one is fearful, one can't live their lives fully with mm-hmm. the joy. Mm-hmm. And if one chakra, they're all interconnected. If one is affected, it affects the flow of energy because those negative emotions take a lot of processing mm-hmm. physically, mentally, emotionally from
right.
us. So the antidote to that is, of course, acknowledging where that fear is coming mm-hmm. from and addressing it.
Yes.
Things like grounding foods, so the root vegetables, for example, which grow underground, are really good for mm-hmm. the root chakra. especially those ones which have got the earthy colors to them. Mm-hmm. For example, the red beetroots, mm-hmm. and then you've got the sweet potatoes. So mm-hmm. the ones which come from underground, those are excellent for the root chakra. Crystals, so hematite, and red jade. So basically those crystals which have got the earthy colors, yes. The red color being associated right. with the root chakra, are excellent. And essential oils, the grounding ones, for example, cedar wood is excellent for the root chakra.
Wonderful. So we hear a lot about like emotions being termed as negative or positive, and we were talking about this earlier. And so I think sometimes we tend to try to avoid even feeling certain emotions, but that may not be the best for us either. So how would you discuss that with people, like negative and positive emotions, and do we avoid them? Or
thank you for bringing that up, Rhonda. So as all of you might notice, a lot of what's out there in the news mm-hmm. on media mm-hmm. tends to be associated with negative emotions right. or those extreme emotions mm-hmm. because that kind of news, that kind of stories mm-hmm. sell in mm-hmm. media. Mm-hmm. However, especially in modern societies, mm-hmm. we are taught to compose ourselves mm-hmm. and basically express ourselves in certain parameters. So any extremes in emotions, mm-hmm. especially the negative ones, are right. sometimes considered as a weakness in yes. modern society.
Yes.
The problem is, these emotions that are negative, if they're trapped and we're not addressing them by releasing them appropriately, manifest physically, mentally, emotionally. Mm. So when it comes to our progress, even spirituality, wise, mm-hmm. those stuck emotions can hinder the progress in an appropriate way.
Right.
So that's why addressing those emotions appropriately in various ways mm-hmm. are important. Mm-hmm. So for example, for the root chakra we talked about, mm-hmm. grounding down, so sitting in a comfortable position, mm-hmm. ideally connected to nature.
Yes.
So being out in nature barefoot, for example.
Yes.
Or sitting in a comfortable position and meditating. Mm-hmm. So really connecting to nature helps.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of yoga, those balancing postures, for example, the tree pose, where mm-hmm. one can imagine the foot that they're standing on to be like a trunk of a tree with the roots extending mm-hmm. down and their hands as the branches of the tree. So those postures are really good for grounding. Mm-hmm. So any emotions of fear, for example, practicing these things which
yes.
help to nourish the root chakra and help to balance mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. are useful.
Yes,
and
lovely.
Then the sacral chakra, mm-hmm. that's linked to guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the seat of our emotions. The element is water.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can imagine, for a lot of people, they express emotions with tears, mm-hmm. be it extreme joy, where
yes.
the tears of joy,
sure.
or the other way around, if they're sad about something or any other negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So tears, the element of water, is related to our sacral chakra,
mm-hmm.
and it's also associated with guilt. And a lot of the times people feel guilty when they cannot express their other
right.
emotions, or if there's certain beliefs and conditioning associated mm-hmm. in that society or that modern living.
Yes, mm-hmm. and you know, we were talking about this before we started the podcast, mm-hmm. how like on the healing journey that mm-hmm. I'm on, like because I was medicated for 12 years on as many as 7 prescriptions at a time for depression and anxiety, I couldn't properly feel my emotions, and therefore I look like I was holding it all together real well and was not expressing them. And so now on my journey, I'm celebrating when I have, you know, maybe I do yoga a lot on the weekend and then a yoga workshop and then a couple meditations, lead a teen meditation group, something where I'm really activating a lot of chakra stimulation and healing. And then I have a big tearful release. And then I've noticed sometimes when I'm celebrating what a great healing, tearful release I might have, and I express it to someone, I get kind of a blank stare sometimes. And so I think I like to talk about that because I'm celebrating it, but it's not something that everybody talks about, is it?
You are right. It takes a lot of courage to be able to express one's story.
Yes.
But in that is the strength to help many others.
Yes,
so
yes.
Well done for that, Rhonda.
Yes, thank you so much. I feel like if the goal is to transcend human consciousness and be more of a carrier for more light and more divine consciousness, when I can release something that felt heavy and let it go, then I can be more of a vessel of light. Do you see it the same way?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
And that is huge.
Yes.
So moving on to the sacral chakra.
Yes.
That is the seat for us feeling empowered. It's all to do with, and it's called solar plexus chakra or the power chakra as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the dynamic yoga has got movement coming from the solar plexus chakra. For example, going into the downward dog position, a lot of back bends will involve bending the whole spine, but it works on the solar plexus and the twists as well, because a lot of the twist is coming from that area.
Right.
So all those things really help with the solar plexus chakra. The problem is shame blocks the solar plexus chakra.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily shame, because a child that's born then goes through this conditioning processes and learns over time. No one's born shameful or guilty.
Yes.
It's these things that they learn over time from their environment or others around them. And since shame blocks the solar plexus chakra, it leads to all sorts of problems like anxiety, depression, and other things, a lot of stress-related problems. And that's why when people are stressed or if they've got anxiety, depression, it manifests in the gut. So it's like feeling those feelings in the gut. A lot of people describe them. It can also affect, from a health point of view, the digestion. The digestion, so the solar plexus being in that physical anatomical area.
Yes.
So digestion can be affected when the solar plexus chakra is affected with certain emotions, especially shame.
So if you're feeling like maybe heartburn or even like irritable bowel syndrome or any digestive issues, do you recommend looking at the emotion connected with that as well as the diet?
The emotion certainly can be looked at, because for a lot of people, they feel these problems are exacerbated during stress.
Yes.
In fact, modern medicine now states that over 90% of diseases or conditions are linked to stress.
Wow.
And yoga says that over 99.9%, so apart from some acute traumas and things like that, they are linked to stress, because yoga believes in these five layers of our existence: our physical level, of a prana or life force, our mental body, our intellectual body, which differs from other animals, and then our spiritual or our bliss body. So what yoga believes is the mental body, so all these physical conditions emanate from our thoughts, our emotions. So yes, it links it, and modern medicine has found the link that over 90% of diseases or conditions are linked to stress in one way or the other.
So modern medicine has said this? I did not know that.
Yes.
So how can they, are they pointing more people towards yoga and less people towards the little orange bottles, do you think?
It depends on what part of the world you are.
Yes.
Certain countries, certain societies are more pro alternatives to the conventional medicine that we used to. For example, in countries like India, there are a lot of homeopathic clinics, Ayurvedic clinics, and they're very open to these different healing modalities. The good thing is, things like yoga and meditation are now widely available in most places worldwide, mm-hmm. and that is a good start mm-hmm. to a different way of people addressing their mind, body, soul aspect mm-hmm. other than just conventional medicine.
Yes, that's wonderful. I'm glad we're moving in that direction.
Yes.
So we've got fear, guilt, and shame, which mm-hmm. is interesting because on my healing journey, that was one of the first things that I recognized was I used to joke and call it the unholy trinity of fear, guilt, and shame. And I just made a real conscious effort to try to release, to feel and release what I had trapped in those lower parts of my body. I had a lot of injury, a lot of trauma in the lower parts of my body. And so that was before I knew that those emotions were tied to the chakras. So it's encouraging to me that I was on the right track intuitively before I was taught that. So what is the, so we've got the lower three chakras, and then what is the next one?
The next one is the heart chakra, mm-hmm. and I'm glad you recognize mm-hmm. that in your journey, because the lower three chakras mm-hmm. are linked to our physicality. Mm-hmm. The heart chakra is the bridge between mm-hmm. our physical mm-hmm. to our spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And the heart chakra deals with love for ourselves and others, mm-hmm. compassion, gratitude, forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, when the heart chakra is blocked, it blocks the lower chakras, mm-hmm. the upper chakras, and it's that discord. And that's why a lot of people really feel it yes. in their heart and then emanating to other parts of their body or other emotions if their heart chakra is affected.
Right.
The heart chakra anatomically is in the chest area. Mm-hmm. It's also linked to our hands, our limbs. So any mm-hmm. physical problems in those could mean that the heart chakra is mm-hmm. out of balance mm-hmm. or not working as efficiently. It is blocked by the emotion of grief. Mm. So if you can imagine any relationship right from childhood to present day mm-hmm. that has got the feelings of grief associated with it, mm-hmm. even thinking about that, you will feel something yes. in your heart space. Yes. And that emotion contracts the heart chakra. So to overcome mm-hmm. that, and that's why it said, eat your greens, eat your fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. But having those greens, mm-hmm. fresh, leafy greens, mm-hmm. those superfoods, power foods, mm-hmm. be kale, like the chard, anything mm-hmm. with the green in them, mm-hmm. including spirulina mm-hmm. and other superfoods, that really helps with the heart mm-hmm. chakra space.
Beautiful. And so the words, a broken heart, is literal then with the heart chakra, but it can be healed. And when you speak of the greens with the heart chakra, green is the color that corresponds with that. Can you tell us the colors that correspond with the others?
Sure. So the red corresponds with the root chakra, the base mm-hmm. chakra, orange with mm-hmm. the sacral chakra, yellow with the solar plexus. Mm-hmm. You can imagine the solar, the mm-hmm. sun, the yellow color. Mm-hmm. The heart chakra, yes, it's associated with green mm-hmm. or the baby pink color mm-hmm. in some instances.
Right.
But yes, green foods are really powerful mm-hmm. for the heart chakra, mm-hmm. as is green in the baby pink colored mm-hmm. stones. For mm-hmm. example, the rose mm-hmm. quartz, mm-hmm. The aventurines, so things mm-hmm. like this are really powerful.
Yeah.
As well as essential oils coming from those green things. For example, mint or peppermint, really powerful. And some tree oils are really powerful, like the spruce oils associated with that. Those kind of oils are really powerful for the heart chakra space. And that's why you find a lot of herbal, like the green herbal oils, right. really work with the heart chakra.
And so if someone's grieving, maybe they had a death in the family or a breakup or something mm-hmm. like that, not only could they nurture themselves with eating good leafy greens, but they could also maybe meditate or hold healing stones for the heart chakra, like you mentioned.
Absolutely.
And and then do yoga poses that are specific, what would you recommend for that?
Yoga poses which are great for the heart chakras are those poses where you kind of expanding your chest, mm-hmm. extending your hands. Mm. So anything which is known as a chest opener, in mm-hmm. other words, you elongating the area mm-hmm. between your cervical spine mm-hmm. and basically your area anatomically where the diaphragm is, so your mm-hmm. chest can take in more air. So for example, the camel pose is great for the heart chakra.
Right.
The warrior poses, especially warrior two, where you're extending your arms, mm-hmm. works for a lot of chakras, mm-hmm. but because it's a chest opener, mm-hmm. you're extending your arms, you're really composing yourself, mm-hmm. it is excellent for the heart chakra too.
Wonderful. And so when we are either doing yoga poses or eating nurturing foods and we're concentrating on healing a particular chakra, is it important to feel those emotions and release them? What does that do for the chakra when we release that?
For different people, it's different things. Mm-hmm. Some people won't notice anything there and then, mm-hmm. but then they might feel that things are getting released later. Mm-hmm. Physically, they might feel like they need to declutter mm-hmm. or detoxify themselves.
Right.
They might feel like there's certain people in their lives that they might want to reconnect with, while mm-hmm. there are others that they feel like it doesn't serve the purpose for the greater good of anybody involved in that relationship. Mm-hmm. So different dynamics physically can change, mentally as well. So a lot of the times I hear a lot of my health coaching clients and my yoga and meditation mm-hmm. Clients who come in say that they feel like they need to upgrade their food choices, mm-hmm. eat a more cleaner diet, drink cleaner water, mm-hmm. because the water, the tap water, has got a lot of contaminants in
yes,
it.
Right.
So a lot of people feel like they need to go a step further from physically decluttering mm-hmm. to those dynamics of how they're nourishing themselves within. And emotional decluttering as well, I encourage a lot of people to do journaling, especially when their mind is fresh, first thing in the morning, before they've got a lot of other things to worry about or concentrate
right.
about, where they can bring out their raw thoughts and just write as much as they can until they've got it all down.
Yeah.
Because that works with the subconscious mind. It releases a lot on paper that one may not be aware of otherwise.
Right.
And that's a good way of detoxifying. Mm-hmm. And if one wishes, they can make a list of different things that doesn't serve them anymore and then let it release it, let it go. And that's another way of letting things go and releasing a lot of emotions.
So we're really... It seems like there's the input and the output aspect physically, mentally, and spiritually, your body, mind, and spirit that mm-hmm. we're wanting to really evaluate and look at what needs to be released in our diet maybe, or in our relationships, or in our homes. And I love that you've brought that up. And so what is the next chakra?
The next one up is the throat chakra, anatomically mm-hmm. where the throat is. Mm-hmm. And the throat chakra is all to do with living our authentic truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a strong one. It's when the lower chakras are flowing well mm-hmm. and one's coming from that heart space of compassion, mm-hmm. from a space of unconditional love, mm-hmm. that really helps to nourish the throat chakra, not just for ourselves by living an authentic life, which is really liberating,
yes.
but also for others. Because when we live our authentic lives, others can feel that.
Yes.
They can see that,
yes.
and they get inspired. There's always that yes. story within each and every one of us. That authenticity that will inspire others along the way.
I'm getting goosebumps all over my body as you're sharing that. I love it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So what color is associated with the throat?
The blue color is associated mm-hmm. with the throat chakra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's blocked with lies.
Oh.
Not just the lies when it comes to others, mm. but not being authentic to ourselves, that blocks the heart chakra. So the more we can be authentic to ourselves, the more we can be sincere to ourselves, that really helps with our throat chakra.
Wow, speaking our truth. And I know in the Reiki sessions, that's been a chakra that almost all women especially have had blockages in. And it's interesting because some of the most powerful women in our community that you think, like, we are speaking, public speaking, teaching, guiding, successful business women, business owners, but we are, a lot of us have blockages in our throat chakras, and that's been something I've been working on personally. And so it is interesting, we're powerful women, but how much more powerful can we be when we're living our truth and speaking our truth? But we have been hush-hushed since birth, haven't we? Been told to be good and...
it's the conditioning with society, culture, and other things. And yes, it is, in a lot of modern societies, there's a certain etiquette that one needs to follow. And for a lot of people, everyone's different. If you think about a child... Their personality, their energy is very vibrant because they're authentic before they take on all this conditioning and learn that they need to behave and present themselves in a certain way. If we can get to that inner child of ours, our authentic self, just like when we were young, that's where basically our authenticity, our truth, our personality shines through. But it takes a lot of courage.
It does take a lot of courage. So what foods would you recommend to support that if you're working on healing that area?
So the purplish blue foods are generally good for the higher chakras, including white foods. So things like blueberries are really good for the throat chakra. So, and spirulina is great because it's the bluish purplish kind of in the bit of the green color, so it's in that realm of color. So those really help.
Thank you. So what is the next chakra?
The next chakra is the third eye chakra, which is kind of in the middle of our brain between our eyebrows, and that's to do with our intuition, with our awareness. In a lot of traditions, when they go to a place where they pray, there's a lot of bowing down where the forehead touches the ground. And part of it, putting the pressure of the forehead touching the ground, is to activate the throat chakra, sorry, the third eye chakra, as well as for humility. Because that intuition... and that awareness comes when we let go of our ego.
Yes. And the more work we do, the more on all of our chakras, the more it helps us be able to hear our intuition, I think, for what is our next step and what foods do I need right now. I notice that the more detoxification I did, the more cleanses my choices when I would go out to eat were completely different because I felt like I could hear what my body needed, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful and very powerful.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Because what we eat, what we think, how we process things, everything helps make us who we are in our different dimensions. And foods for the third eye chakra, so things like the purplish colored food, aubergine, raw cacao, because cacao is a fruit and it's got that purplish color before it's obviously roasted and processed. So those, and it's used in a lot of traditions, especially the South American tradition, as a healing food in ceremonies. And coconut, which is white but it's very nourishing, is used in traditions because it really helps with these higher chakras as well.
Wonderful. And so what organ in the body that's associated with the pineal gland, is that right? The third eye? And how, so when you strengthen that chakra, are you strengthening that organ? And what does that organ do? And
Yes, so any chakras, different chakras associated with different organs, when that chakra is flowing well, those endocrine organs, the hormonal organs are strengthened, but physically, so for example, the third eye chakra is linked to our eyesight. So our eyesight is strengthened. Our heart chakra is to do with our respiratory system as well. So for people with some respiratory symptoms, they might find that once the heart chakra is more clear, once they release the grief, for example, they might find that they can breathe better.
Right.
You might have heard of people feeling like their throat is constricted if they feel like they can't speak their truth. You might find people feeling that grief is holding them. They feel confined. Their breathing is affected. So, yes, different chakras are linked to different areas anatomically.
Wow.
And the third eye chakra is blocked with delusion.
Wow. So what would you say, how would you describe delusion?
So delusion comes for me when we're not authentic to ourselves, and that's why they're all interrelated. And we're only authentic to ourselves if there's a lot of self-love, self-respect, we acknowledge our emotions, express ourselves creativity, and feel grounded. So you can see where this is going. One chakra is affected by the others.
So if we were going to start working on the health of our chakras, would you recommend starting from the bottom up?
Everyone's different. Some people can tune into the one they want to focus on or the ones they want to focus on. But for somebody who's exploring them, usually starting by grounding, because that's the chakra. The root chakra is the one which is developed fully from birth to about the age of 2.5, 3, depending on the literature you read. So, yes, focusing on that. When one forgoes fear, then they're more likely to forgo the other things. Eventually, you come to a space of forgiveness, a space of a lot of self-compassion and love, which then helps with the spiritual aspect as well. Yeah.
Okay, that's so helpful. So then what is the next chakra?
The seventh major chakra is the crown chakra, which is a few inches above our head. And if you have a look at some spiritual pictures across different traditions, it's like the halo that you see around the picture.
Yes, even Jesus, there's a lot of pictures of Jesus have that, right?
Yes, and a lot of other deities, a lot of other spiritual figures in various different traditions. You see that kind of halo around. And that's the crown chakra, because a lot of these spiritual leaders, teachers were spiritually enlightened. So that crown chakra is associated with the color violet or bright white. And it's to do with our awareness and interconnectedness with each other and the supreme, or whatever you'd like to call it. But it's to acknowledge that we are united. We are part of a greater picture, a greater being.
Yes, the oneness. That's beautiful.
Yes.
With ourselves and the planet and animals. That's lovely. So what kind of foods would you recommend eating for the crown chakra?
So again, things like coconuts, but any pure foods will help with the higher chakras. So things like fresh green juices, fresh smoothies, and I don't mean those that are basically ones with a lot of additives and things like
that. Like powders and things.
Absolutely.
Right.
So powders, again, depends on the quality of
them.
Right,
right.
But in terms of, you can buy some commercial ones which have got other additives or preservatives. So if you can make them at home and drink them within a few minutes, for example, if it's a green juice, that would be great and very nurturing.
Right.
But things like coconut, cacao powder. So if you're making a green juice, you can add some coconut water to it, for example, or coconut milk to it. You can add raw cacao powder to homemade kind of nut milks or anything else, just for that added benefits for the higher chakras as well. So the what I tell my health coaching clients, Rhonda, is that when you come to eating things which really nourish you, try and eat seasonally as much as possible. Also local foods, because the ones which have done a lot of air miles, the chances are they've been picked when the energy about that food is an optimum.
Right.
They've been picked in most instances where they're unripe, because to allow time for them to ripen and those miles that they've done to ripen. Mm. So the energy of that food, it's been picked before its prime, is not great. Where possible, organic. Mm-hmm. All those pesticides are not healthy from a physical point of view, but also from an emotional, mental point of view as well. Mm-hmm. And wholesome foods.
Yes.
So anything which comes from a can, a box, or any other packaging where you can't recognize the names of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Or as a famous UK writer, Michael Pollan, says, if your grandmother or great-grandmother couldn't recognize the names of those ingredients,
yes,
it wasn't in their kitchen,
yes,
the chances are our body gets confused,
yes,
by those ingredients.
Yes.
So it's best avoided.
Yes, I love that. Mm. And I love that you brought up the energy of a food. And so not only do we need to be conscious about the nutrients and the vitamins that we're taking in, but what energies are we taking in throughout the day? Can you kind of describe what you mean by that?
Sure. So most people will associate energy. Mm-hmm. It's all around us. Mm-hmm. In fact, when you meet somebody for the first time, just seeing them, mm-hmm, just looking at them, mm-hmm, before you even say a word, you can feel a bit of the energy.
Sure.
If you go to a different place, mm-hmm, you will feel the energy, mm-hmm, about a place. Mm-hmm. For example, if you go to someone's home, it might feel really welcoming. Mm-hmm. It might be the simplest of places, mm-hmm, but very welcoming.
Yes.
While there might be another place you go to, very lavish place, but it may not feel comfortable.
Yes.
So it's to do with these dynamics of energy. And
yes,
we are energetic beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically our life force and more.
Yes.
So anything we put in our body, food, anything we put on us, be it skincare products, mm-hmm, anything we process emotionally. Mm-hmm. So what do you read? Who do you associate with? What ideas do you work,
mm-hmm,
along with?
Mm-hmm.
All those affect our energy.
Yes.
And have you noticed how certain things, certain activities, for example, for me, yoga and meditation, and same for,
mm-hmm,
you, Rhonda.
Yes.
For me, it's very harmonizing.
Yes.
I feel energized, mm-hmm, but I don't feel like I'm, you know, at a state where I've got just so much energy usually that I,
mm-hmm,
can't ground myself. It's
right,
a balance between me feeling composed,
yes,
by being grounded, as well as feeling that I've got the right amount of energy,
yes,
about it with the right practice.
Yes.
And then the air we breathe in, mm-hmm, our surroundings,
mm-hmm,
is, are you connected to nature? So for a lot of people where they've got multiple story buildings, they,
mm-hmm,
might feel like they're more connected, more grounded when they're at a lower level,
yes,
than if they're at a higher level, because,
yes,
of the distance from the earth,
yes,
and the energy. The earth has got its own energy, the,
yes,
electromagnetic energy of the earth.
Yes.
Alongside that, the water we put into our body, how pure is it?
Yes.
Because hydration is a big part of our health.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, we think clearly, so our mental health as,
mm-hmm,
well, linked to hydration, and emotionally. When people are hungry, when they're thirsty, there are certain emotions that come through associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So many dynamics to also other things around our house. Like,
mm-hmm,
I mentioned, the clutter. Decluttering,
mm-hmm,
is one of the,
yes,
physical things, because everything in our homes,
yes,
harbors energy.
Yes, you're so right. And that's so interesting that you brought up what floor you're on in an apartment, because I have had trouble grounding. That's,
mm-hmm,
been one of the issues that I've really been working on, my lower chakras. And I, in Ayurvedic medicine, I'm more Vata Pitta than I am Kapha. And so of the doshas. And I have looked back at my life, and when I was healthy and when I had health problems, and one of the commonalities was that when I had health problems, I was sleeping on a higher floor off the earth. And so now in this, we made sure to get a lower level apartment in our apartments, and I have just been feeling so much more grounded, and it's just feeling healthier in all aspects of my life just because I'm closer to the earth. And I do when I walk the dogs, I do walk the dogs barefooted.
<That's>
because
amazing.
I just need that contact with the earth. It just feels so good to me. So I'm so glad you brought that up. That's wonderful. So would you say so we've discussed the chakra system. We've discussed the kinds of input that we want if we're working on healing certain aspects, concentrated on the emotions, the crystals we can use, the foods we can use. And if you are meditating, working on one chakra, and you do feel an emotion come up or surface, then what do you do with that emotion?
If an emotion has come up and surface, mm-hmm. be aware of it, mm-hmm. pay attention mm-hmm. to it, mm-hmm. because your intuition mm-hmm. is telling you that that is something mm-hmm. that needs some work on.
Yes.
In various ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So journaling is excellent mm-hmm. for any chakras, mm-hmm. any emotions. Mm-hmm. Journaling helps.
Yes.
Some people like to talk to others, and that's mm-hmm. why a sense of community
yes.
with like-minded people
yes.
is very important,
yes.
be family members, friends, or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to associate with like-minded people
mm-hmm.
so you can authentically share your
mm-hmm.
views
mm-hmm.
without that aspect of being judged. Because remember, judgment
mm-hmm.
blocks a lot of our
mm-hmm.
emotions, it also blocks a lot of our chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So shame, guilt, fear of being judged will
yes.
block a lot of the lower chakras.
Yes.
It will, of course, affect our heart space and
yes.
so on. So those are some of the tools. If you're meditating or anything else you do, you could be walking in nature and
mm-hmm.
something comes up, a certain memory comes up, a certain emotion comes up, acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that's come up means there's some healing to do
mm-hmm.
associated with that
mm-hmm.
emotion.
And not only is it good to feel it, but it's to be celebrated to feel it, because you're one step further to your more authentic self. And I don't mean feel it and carry it around, right? But feel it and release it, whether that's with journaling or spending time in nature. Or there's been many times when tears, a puddle of tears is coming down onto my yoga mat, or, you know, and I know, ooh, this is very cleansing, this is very healing, I love it.
Yes.
So it feels good.
Absolutely, yes. Releasing things that
mm-hmm.
don't serve us anymore
yes.
or aren't for our greatest good,
yes.
that is real.
Yes.
Cleansing,
yes.
and you only notice it if you allow yourself
yes.
to do so.
Yes,
yeah.
And we were talking before we started this podcast
mm-hmm.
about how maybe years ago emotions were looked at, or being sensitive or being empathic, because both of us are very empathic and sensitive to our surroundings, that was looked at as like a weakness, like, you know, oh, don't cry, you know, be strong, be, you know. And I have come to realize that feeling my emotions and releasing my emotions and feeling so deeply has been a superpower rather than a weakness. What would you say about that?
You're absolutely right. It takes a lot of courage,
mm-hmm.
a lot of confidence,
mm-hmm.
a lot of self-respect,
mm-hmm.
a lot of self-love to
mm-hmm.
be able to express yourself authentically.
Mm-hmm.
And emotions is one of the ways of expressing ourselves authentically
mm-hmm.
in many dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So well done for that.
Well, thank you so much. And so if you don't feel supported with expressing your emotions in your current environment, what would you recommend?
If you don't feel supported in the current environment, journaling is one of the easier ways
mm-hmm.
of doing it
mm-hmm.
because it's your raw thoughts that
mm-hmm.
you're going to read.
Mm-hmm.
And you can acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing which works very efficiently is some people like to talk to plants
mm-hmm.
because plants have their own energy, or
right.
to their pets.
Yes, sure.
And they're very compassionate beings,
yes.
the pets. So some people like to talk to somebody,
yes,
like an animal,
yes.
a plant,
yes.
anything else that
yes.
has got some life force
yes.
where they can release their emotions, their thoughts, whatever they want to say.
Yes.
So it's out. It's better to release it
mm-hmm.
than to have that stuck patterns or stuck areas of emotions, and hence those stuck physical manifestations
right.
in those areas from
right.
where the energy is blocked, than to release it in some way or the other.
So here's a hippie epiphany for us. It's not really as woo-woo as maybe we've been taught, but it is a powerful thing to even go hug a tree because of all that life force energy. And I didn't think about it, but even talking to the tree and leaning against the tree and grounding your bare feet into the earth and feeling that life force moving through them as we're connecting. So if we feel like we're not in a safe environment, humanly speaking, we can still, there's still plenty of living beings around us that can support us. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Also essential oils, crystals. Yes. Crystals coming from the earth have got the earth energy, different energy to different crystals.
Yes.
Essential oils are botanical extracts from plants. Yes, some like frankincense comes from resin. But because most of them coming from plant material have got that energy about the plants, those are powerful tools as well to help us with our emotional cleansing.
Love it. Yeah. This is so helpful. This will give people a really good start as to what the healing journey is. It's not just about eating right and exercising. It's about so much more. And I think the emotional aspect, when we can really have that awareness of each chakra and what we're holding in our being, and be excited that we're releasing something. Like, I just have come to celebrate that. And I just have to be careful, like, who I celebrate it with. You know, because some people, I do get that blank stare when I, and I know with you, I can say, woohoo, I just had a major crying release, and I just feel so much better.
Thank you, Rhonda. I hope that people get inspired to express themselves authentically and to express themselves in a way that works for them. Of course, you can approach either of us for any guidance, and I'm sure we'll both be happy to help you in any way we can.
And so how can they find you if they'd like to find out more about what you do and possibly work with you? How can they find you?
Sure. So on Facebook, I've got both a page and a group. Both are named Harmonious Way to Health. I've got a website, harmoniouswaytohealth.com. And they can email me at Seema, that's S-E-E-M-A, at harmoniouswaytohealth.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Seema. And I'm so grateful to have you as my friend and soul sister on this journey. And thank you for sharing your abundant knowledge and wisdom with our listeners. And I would like to do this again because I know we've just scratched the surface of everything that you know and can share. So we'll get another one of these out there too. That would be great. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening. And we both wish you the best on your health journey, and feel free to reach out to either of us, and love you a lot.
Thank you, Rhonda, and thank you to all the listeners.
Yes.